Mr. Lemberg, the birthday today for his grandfather. We dedicate the learning of Zecher Nishmas, Rav David, Rav Moshe Hirsch. The Pasuk says in Chumash that the Yontif is called Chag HaMatzos, really. Erev Pesach is called Chag HaPesach, because you shech the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, you know. And Yontif itself is called Chag HaMatzos. But we usually refer to it as Pesach. And the Chumash says the reason for the name Pesach Al Shem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pasach Al Bati Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. How do you translate Pasach? The Rashi on Chumash has two interpretations, two translations. Either Pasach is like a Pesach, a person who limps. Pasach means that he skipped over, he jumped over. Like one who limps, he jumps a little bit. Or Pasach means Chomal, the Rebbe Shalom had Rachmanes on the Jewish homes. They quote from the Arizal that we call it Pesach because the mouth talks. Pesach, he tells Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Chumash says the purpose of Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim, the mountain Sapa Vyaz Nim Bincha Ben Milcha Isa Sher Salas, the Mitzrayim Soy Soy Sa Sher Samtid Bom, Yedaitim Ke Ani Hashem. The purpose of Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim is Yedaitim Ke Ani Hashem. We should transmit all the Ikari Hamuna to our children, to our Talmidim. Baruch Shalom did all the nisim in Flois, all the esemakas and the kriyas yamsif and the maimon hasid. Everything was in order to have yedaitim k'ani Hashem. So we should tell over the ikari hamuna every step of the way. The Rambam has 13 ikari hamuna. Rabbi Yosef Albo has in the sefer ha'ikarim. He says it basically boils down to three ikari hamuna. So this is represented by the three brachas on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zechariah, and Shofar. Malchus, we believe in Metzius Hashem. We believe there's only one God. Okay, God doesn't have a body, but basically Metzius Hashem. Zechariah, as we believe in Schar B'Yonash. Because God knows everything that's happening. He rewards the tzaddikim and he punishes the rishon. And Shofar is, Tkiyah Shofar in Tanakh a lot of times represents Gilui Shechina. So Shofar represents the Iker of Emuna, Torah Min HaShemayim. We believe that God can communicate to man, and man can communicate to God. The Emuna in Tefillah, Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out in a drasha, Tefillah means that we can communicate to God, is the second half of the Emuna in Nevuah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate to us, we can communicate with Him. He listens to our prayers, He shemeh Tefillah. Sometimes He says yes, sometimes He says no, but He listens to all the prayers. There are those philosophers who claim that it's impossible to have contact, have communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, because the Ribbono Shel is infinite. Whatever the hesbah, whatever philosophical hesbah they give is, it's just not so. There has been communication between God and man. Ribbono Shel has given nevuah, and He will give. There will be Gilui Shechina in the future. Shofar represents Kab Shofar Gadol Chavaseinu. Tkiyah Shofar represents Gilui Shechina. Maimon HaSinah, there was a Kol HaShofar because it was Gilui Shechina. And so that's the third Iker. Malchus Chana Shofar is Iker Torah Min HaShemayim, Nevuah, Tefillah, and Schar V'Yonesh and Yedias Hashem. It's not Schar V'Yonesh, that's not Yedias Hashem. There's no Schar V'Yonesh unless there's Bechira Chofshes. Obviously there is Bechira Chofshes. And Yedias Hashem is only one God. So when we tell over these stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all in Nisim and Aflos. We have to emphasize that this demonstrates V'yidaitem K'ani Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik passed away on Pesach. He was really at Pesach. He was always talking and learning. He gave so many shiurim. When I was a student in his shiur, he only gave a shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday. He used to come in from Boston. He used to give a shiur on Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, and that was it. But he used to speak very quickly. And he didn't repeat himself. And the two shiurim, each tier was only 2 hours long. The 4 hours of shiur kept us busy all week long, reviewing the shiur and preparing for the next week's shiur. It was a lot of work. And then he used to give a shiur for Balabatim on Tuesday night, and he would give two shiurim on Tuesday morning, two shiurim on Wednesday. He would give one shiur for the undergraduates, the college students, and one shiur for the smicha students. Then he would give a shiur on Matzoy Shabbos in Boston, then he would give a shiur on Sunday morning in Boston. Then once a month, they would give a shiur for their Birk Alamne, give a shiur for the Mizrahi. He was always giving shiurim on Ashir. He was really a Pesach, and he passed away. Both Dr. Belkin and Rabbi Soloveitchik died on Chol HaMoed Pesach, 2 different years. but they both passed away on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Dr. Belkin used to be originally the Rosh Yeshiva here. He was a Magid Shir. When Dr. Revel passed away, so there were two spots that were available. He was both the president of the college and he was the Rosh Yeshiva. So first there was a debate among the students who should be appointed as Rosh Yeshiva. So the students chose Dr. Belkin over Rabbi Soloveitchik. They chose him because he was closer to the students. Rabbi Soloveitchik was up in the air, and he would come in from Boston. He would go back. He was very strict with the students. Dr. Belkin used to give him money. He read them shiduchim. He gave them money to go out on dates. And he lived in New York. He was always here. Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't here all the time. And then the people who made Dr. Belkin into the Rosh Yeshiva didn't want to make him into the president because they felt that would ruin him. How does he have time to be president if he's busy giving shiur? There was another parsha, so Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to be the president of the college, and he lost over there as well. So they made Dr. Belkin the president also. Anyway, they're both Dr. Belkin. Last night they had a special shiur, two nights ago, they had a special shiur in memory of Dr. Belkin. This mitzvah, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, is on Leil Pesach, is problematic. We have a mitzvah, we have a pasuk in Chumash.
You're saying that it's v'yadata ki ani Hashem. We get across the fact that it was, the God aspect of our leaving Mitzrayim. So why is the Rambam in the seventh parak of Chametz Matzah say specifically, he points out that the Nisim flow is done, like Al Yad Moshe, and specifically focuses on Moshe. And you would say, don't even say that. Of course Moshe is going to be talked about. Why does he specifically say Moshe, especially being that we have to, it has to be specific, traced back to God only?
Good question. I don't know. A very good question. In fact, many Mefarshim point out that Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear in the Haggadah. That's the reason why. And Ibn Loya Shaliach, that the Rebbeinu Shalom did the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know why the Rambam keeps on writing like that. Moshe. I don't know. It's a good question. So the Pasuk says in Chumash that we should eat Korban Pesach, we should eat Matzah Marah, and Matizkar, same Tzeis, Chamiyar, Tzisayin, Koyim, Mechayach. So the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk is that Laman Tiskar is the reason for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Matzah Mar. We should remember from year to year we should eat Korban Pesach. This should remind us we shouldn't forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk that we say Laman Tiskar is another mitzvah. It's not the Pshutur Shemikra that this is the reason why we should participate in Korban Pesach. And according to the drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh, Laman Tizkar means Laman Tazik here. We should mention the verb Zachar. Remember, sometimes means to mention the Haskir, like Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekatshoi. So the Gemara understands that it refers to reciting Kiddush. Doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Means mention, speak about the Kedushas Hayom. After recite Kiddush, and Zachar Es Shasa Lecha Molek. So the Gemara says that it already says Loisishkach, the last two words in the parsha. Why does it say Zocha Yochel Belev Tamalayim Lasishkach Arei Belev Oma Amar Mekayim Zocha Zocha Bepeh? So Zocha says Shos Lachamalek means mention Lahaskir. Other psukim like that in Tanakh, but the verb Zachar means Lahaskir. It doesn't mean to remember. So here also, Torah Shabbat Peh has this additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Laman Tizkar, same Tezcha means Laman Tazkir. You should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. That's the third parsha in Shema. Vayomer. We recite Vayomer not so much because, not at all, because of tzitzis and trailers, but rather because of the concluding passing Ani Hashem Elokecha, Mashal Tzeis Yerechem Eretz Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Taroim had a machlokes. It says Kol Yemei Chayecha. What is the word Kol Marbe? So we have the machlokes in Haggadah. It's Kol Lahavi L'Mos HaMashiach, that this mitzvah will continue through Yemos HaMashiach. What's the chiddush? Every mitzvah continues through Yemos HaMashiach. What's the havamin of that? Not. So the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Brachos explains why, because we have psukim in the Navi that say that the Gula Hasidah will be so spectacular and so outstanding, Lo Yomarov, we don't any longer talk about Chai Hashem Shehela V'Shehes B'nei Son the Eretz Mitzrayim. We won't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It won't be discussed anymore. The Gula Hasidah will be so great. We belong to Chai Hashem Shehela V'Shehevi Mikol HaRotzes. We'll talk about the Gula Hasidah. We won't talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what one of the Tanoim says, that Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi L'Mos HaMashiach. Lahavi means that this mitzvah we have, this manazeh, will continue through Yimei HaMashiach. We don't pass on like that. We pass on like the other Tana, that the Imos HaMashiach, the mitzvah will not apply. Mitzvah is only Boilam Hazeh, and the Psukim in the Novi have to be taken literally. Lo Yomer Ot Chai Shem Sheheh, Sheheh Tzi Yis Bnei Yisrael Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. And Kol is Halelos. Yimech HaYech HaYavim Kol Yimech HaYech HaHalelos. Rabbi Kivegra in the Mishnayis points out, how come he quotes from Achreinim? How come here it says, Yimech HaYech HaYavim Kol Yimech HaYech HaHalelos, and the other Tana says, Yimech HaYech HaYavim Kol Yimech HaYech Lohavi Limos HaMashiach. Why doesn't he Lohavi HaLelos? Rabbi Kivegra quotes Achreinim who raised the issue. So they quote in the name of Avelva LaSalavetchi, he thought the answer was simple. The chiyuv, the chiyuv yitzias and sign balaylo is a different chiyuv. There's a zman bayom and there's zman balaylo. So you can't say lohavi haleilos. Lohavi haleilos. Lohavi the Mos Hamashiach means that the mitzvah that is noig b'zoil mazeh will continue through the Mos Hamashiach. Lohavi is a ribui that it will continue. But when you say imecha yecha yam ko imecha haleilos, haleilos is a different chiyuv. So it's not lohavi haleilos that the laylo also has. There's a separate mitzvah bayom and a separate mitzvah balayla. So that's how we pass. We say bayom and balayla. We hold that the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias and tzarim applies only by olam hazeh, not by Mos HaMashiach. And it applies bayom and balayla. The Rambam didn't, the Tzlach raises the issue. Tzlach is a sefer, but not a Behuda, and Gemara Brachas, another mesechta. So he raises the issue. How come the Rambam didn't count this in the sefer mitzvahs as a mitzvah? He only mentions Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he himself gives a simple answer that the Rambam lists off 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given pasuk belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs or not. So the first klal he has is that you only include mitzvahs deraisa, you don't include mitzvahs derabbanan, because the Gemara says Tariq mitzvahs nevertheless Moshe Misina. Moshe Rabbein Hasina wasn't given the dinim derabbanan, it was only given the dinim deraisa. Then he says, the Rambam has the second klal, you only include mitzvahs that are levi pshuta shal mikra, Torah shem b'chzav. You don't include mitzvahs that are only known through drushes of the Torah shebal peh. Why? So the Pashto says, because the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah, that the Beis Din in every generation has the right to darshan with the midrash ha'Torah nidrashes by additional levels of interpretation in the whole Chumash, even things that they didn't have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the midrash ha'Torah nidrashes by the Beis Din Darshan's on their own. So in every generation they're going to come up with another 600 mitzvahs. So you're going to have to throw out the first 600. You can only have 613 mitzvahs. You're going to have to throw out, every time they want to come up with a new mitzvah, they have to throw out a mitzvah from before. So the Rambam says, no, you start off with 613 mitzvahs at the lefi pshuto shel mikra. Then the Beis Din in every generation has the right to add on drushes of Torah shebal peh. So this is a drusha, leman tizkor sem tzeischa lefi pshuto shel mikra, means you should eat Korban Pesach in order that you shouldn't forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is an additional level of interpretation that the Torah Shebal Peh has, Laman Taskir. You should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not Lefi Pshuto. So according to the Rambam, that doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's the simple answer that Tzlach himself gives that answer. And Yeshiva, as everybody says over, the two answers are Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik gave one answer, that the Rambam has another klal, you only count mitzvahs that are noig l'doiros. Mitzvah that's only harosho doesn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So for example, Harei mismatcha alayam uft koehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, you should lift up the stick and you should do kriyas yamsuf. That was once in the history of the world. So that doesn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Or they were told for 40 years that you shouldn't leave over the month till tomorrow morning. That was a harosho for 40 years. Today, there is no such thing, you shouldn't leave over the month. So the Rambam doesn't count that in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So this mitzvah also, mitzvah is only called a mitzvah. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim on the first opening pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Elot and Tzav, Eloshin Ziriz, Miyad Oladurs. It's only called a mitzvah, it's a technical term. Mitzvah is only if it's binding throughout all the future generations. If you have a mitzvah that only applies until you Mos HaMashiach, and after Mashiach comes and the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, so then the Rambam should hold that that's not included in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So that's the Rambam paskins that the Zechiris Tzis Mitzrayim Bayom Ubalayla. So the Ribui Kol is not Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach. Kol goes on Haleilois. So the Mos HaMashiach is not Mechuyiv. Not Mechuyiv, then it's called the Hayru Ashur. Hayru Ashur for a few thousand years. It's also called the Hayru Ashur. Hayru Ashur not only temporary for a day or two, or for 40 years, not to leave over the month. Hayru Ashur for a few thousand years, also Hayru Ashur. That's the famous answer of Rab Chaim.
Does the Rambam hold that such a Hurah Shad exists? You can have a Hurah Shad Yaraisa that's not in the Midbar?
Why
not? You can have a Dinder Yaraisa that stops us Mashiach. Isn't that one of the Rambam's other Yikari Amunah? Does such a thing can happen?
He says whatever is a mitzvah will last forever. But if it's only Hurah Shad, so it's not a mitzvah. If it's not going to exist, Limos HaMashiach, so then it's a Hirasha, so it's not a mitzvah.
No, but then you just did away with that Iker Emunah.
No.
Then you can say the Torah will change unless it lavo, but it's not called the Torah changing, it's called a Hirasha. I think the Rambam doesn't think such a thing is possible. That can't be a Hirasha. And the Midbar is one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, and when they crossed Eber Yarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the final... Right, the final chumash that he gave over, that was it. You can have a Hurah Shad Yaraisa after that?
Apparently you can. Okay. Rab Chaim thinks that he can. Okay. That's one answer, that they quote the name Rab Chaim. Then Rab Soloveitchik was fond of saying over, that's the more famous one. Rab Soloveitchik was fond of saying over the other answer, that somehow that was forgotten. The second answer, Rab Chaim, that the Prima Godin points out in his Psicha Tilchas Kriya Shema, how much of Kriya Shema is Menatur? There's a machlokes in the Gemara where the Kriya Shema is deraisa the Rabbanon. So we pass in Kriya Shema is deraisa. So how much of the reciting Kriya Shema is deraisa? So the Prima Godin points out that there are four opinions. So the Ramban's opinion and the Muhammad's only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and Be'atah's only mid the Rabbanon. Rashi seems to hold the first Rashi in Brachas on the opening Mishnah, seems to hold Parsha Rishon is deraisa, while Yoyim Shema is only the Rabbanon. And Tosis disagrees, the first Tosis in the Masech, the Brachas, disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says, how can you say Yotze with Kriya Shema Lamita? Rashi poses a question. They all used to daven Mariv and Shul right after Shkia, before Tzeis HaKachovim. And the Mishnah says that you can't be Yotze Kriya Shema Shal Arvis until after Tzeis HaKachovim. So if they daven so early, so no one's Yotze Kriya Shema. The Rashi says, Yotze with Kriya Shema Lamita. So Tosis says, by Kriya Shema Lamita, you only say Parsha Vishayna. Tosis assumes that Kriya Shema Deraisa needs both Parshios, because it says B'shach B'chamecho, both in V'ahavto and V'hayoyim Shemayim. It says both B'shach B'chamecho. So Tosis says no, that the two Parshios are Deraisa, and they give a different answer. We don't pass like the Mishnah. Mishnah says you're not yet to Kriya Shema to lift the Tzeis HaKachavim. So Tosis says we don't pass like that. And the Rambam writes that all the three Parshios are Deraisa. That's up to Prima Godin points out. Four shitas. Ramban holds Pasuk Rishon, Rashi holds Parshi Rishonah, Tosfos holds Shtei Parshios Rishonahs. Vayom has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Vayom is because of its Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes Kriya Shema Deraisa, that how much do you have to read? All the three Parshios. The Chapela. What does Vayom have to do? It doesn't say B'shach B'chav Kumecha there. What does it have to do with the mitzvah Kriya Shema? Apparently the Rambam is of the opinion, that's how Rab Chaim explained, apparently the Rambam is of the opinion. The Gemara had a machlekes with the Kriya Shema Deraisa Derabban. I can say Kriya Shema Derabban. It says B'shach B'chav Kumecha. So the Shagasari has a whole essay. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Machlekes is, what do you mean B'shach B'chav Kumecha? You should learn a little bit of Torah every day in the morning and every day at night. So it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you really can do whatever you want. Do your Daf Yomi a little bit. Do your Mishnah Yomis. Do your favorite Mavasedra. Do whatever you want. So Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. The fact they have to say Shema, that's only midirabbanan. But minatari can do whatever parsha you want. So what you're saying really is that this is b'shach okamecha is identical with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That if not for the pasuk b'shach b'chav kamecha, one would have thought there's a chiv to learn Talmud Torah. It doesn't say how often, so it's once a day, every day. So now that it says b'shach b'chav kamecha, it means once a day, every day, once a night, every night. Like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, if not for the Pasuk, you would have thought that whenever you have a Pasuk in the Chumash that tells you to do a mitzvah, doesn't say how often you have to do, so we would have understood once a day, every day. Now, like a duchening, the Gemara says, V'kayinim only mechuyev to duchen when they're called upon. When you ask them to duchen, when we mitzvah the kohanim, we ask for a bracha, the Gemara says they're only mechuyev to duchen once a day, every day. Want to volunteer more, that's optional. They're not mechuyev to duchen more than once a day, every day. Mishnah said they have to duchen by shachris and by musaf, that's only midirabbanan. And I told they're not mechuyev. And even if they go to a different minyan, they didn't duchen at all for them, they're not mechuyev to duchen a second time, once a day, every day. So one would have thought that Talmud Torah is also the same thing. tefillah. The Rambam holds that tefillah is deraisa once a day, every day. Why once a day? Whenever you have a mitzvah, it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be observed. So it's understood once a day, every day. So one would have thought that Talmud Torah is also once a day, every day. So the pasuk says, no, bishach b'chov kamach, a little bit every day and a little bit every night. That's the same as what it says in Sefer Yoshua, v'agisa bo yoma maloyla day and night. So that's the one opinion, that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. And what do you mean lav deraisa? But it says bishach b'chov kamach. No, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that you have to say these parshiyos is only midrabbanim. And our Torah can say whatever parshiyah you want. And this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Rambam Paskin is not so, that you have to learn by Yom HaBalayla. That's known through the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, V'gis by Yom HaBalayla. And this Pasuk, B'shach B'chumecha, means you should be Mekabal HaMalchus Shamayim. Kriya Shema's Deraisa. You can't just be Mabes Sedra a little bit every morning and every night, and learn your favorite Mishnah, learn your favorite Gemara, learn your Daf Yomi every morning, every night. No, you have to say Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas al Mitzvahs. You have to say these parshiyos. It's a different mitzvah. The Rambam Lishitasa, who paskens that Kriya Shema is deraisa, you have to decide this because the nature of the mitzvah is not so much Talmud Torah, but rather the nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. So it makes sense to say that Zechiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim is a chelik of that mitzvah. It doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The third parsha is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as the pasuk says in the beginning of the Aseres Adiris, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra has a famous comment. He says, Rabbi Yudah Halevi posed the question, why does Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha, such a tiny little thing, let it Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barosu Shamayim Va'oretz. So he says they weren't witness to that. They weren't there when the Rabban Shalom created the world. So Rabban Shalom says, Anoch Hashem Alakecha Shehotzei Sicha. When they experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim, they saw Oles HaMakas, and they saw the Makas B'chorus, and the Kriyas Yamsev, and the Maimon HaSinai. So that's where Yidaitem Ki'ani Hashem. Kabbalas HaMakas Shemayim was because they experienced everything. They saw all the Nisim and the flaws with their own eyes. So Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day is a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's why the Rambam didn't count it as a separate mitzvah. You should recite Kriya Shema means you should be Mekabal HaMalchus Shamayim by mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yikori HaMuna, when the Sam is to us. So we mentioned this in Haggadah. We start off the Vismach Legis HaTanoim. And we paskan that every day and every night is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question begs itself, if every single night you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what's different than Leil Tezvot? Every night you have to say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's special about Leil Tezvot? If you would have adopted the other position, then the Havi Limos HaMashiach, and you only have to say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom, by Shachris, and by Laila Ma'ariv, you don't have to say by Yom, like the other opinion. So then Pesach Dan, you have to have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't pass on like that. We pass on Limos HaMashiach, you're not Mechuyiv. And Kol, is halelois. So every night you have to say Zechiras Mitzrayim. So what's Nishtana on Pesach night? So that's what the Haggadah tells the story. The Tanoim were up all night long, and they were talking about Zechiras Mitzrayim. What they do that for? You can be Yotze B'Kitzer. So the answer is, there are several differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim, which is like every day, and Sipri Mitzrayim. So one of them is, Kalamar B'Lesapa Hareza Meshubach. All year long we don't say like that, Kalamar B'Lesaper. We mentioned the kids in Nimrats, Ani Hashem Elokech Meshehotzei Se'eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. V'yos Lachem Lelekim. That's all. Then the Tosefta quoted by the Yerushalmi Yadzan, that the Chachamim instituted at Emes V'yatzav, Emes Amunah, we mentioned Makas B'chayres and Kriyas Yamsa. But you don't mention all the Esam Makas, just those two. Makas B'chayres and Kriyas Yamsa. But on Pesach night, we tell a longer story, Kalamar B'Lesaper Harezem Meshubach. Then there are other differences as well. We call the one Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to mention, and at Pesach night we call it Sipur. So L'saper means to tell others. So L'chatchila, the mitzvah B'shleimusa on Pesach night, is L'mam to Saper Be'ozni Bincha Ben Bincha. We should tell the story, one person should tell it to another person. When you say Kriya Shema, you're talking to yourself, you're not even talking to Rabban Shalom. When you say Shema Nesri, you're talking to Rabban Shalom. When you say Kriya Shema, you're talking to yourself. It's a mitzvah of Zechira, Lahazakir, you recite it. Kiddush is talking to the Baruch Shalom, Baruch Atah Hashem. By Kriya Shema, you're not talking to the Baruch Shalom, you're talking to yourself. So, L'chatchila, the mitzvah B'Shleimus on Pesach 9 is L'saper L'acher. The Mishnah tells you, the Gemara says, if the person is all by himself, They quote in the biography of the Lubavitcher Rebbe that the Hasidim were always the last Lubavitcher Rebbe. Hasidim were always chalishing to see the way the Rebbe had a Seder. He only had the Seder with his wife and his mother-in-law. Then his mother-in-law passed away. He only had the Seder with his wife. His wife passed away. He had the Seder all by himself. Not to be understood. He had the Seder all by himself. Never dying to be. He didn't want it. He wanted it by himself. I don't know. It was very strange. He was a very private person. He was so public. He was always talking in public. Other things, it was absolutely private. So the mitzvah b'shleimus of sipi tzias mitzvah is only fulfilled if you tell over the story to others. If it turns out that a person is on a desert island, is all by himself, then he tells to himself. Also, the mitzvah, the way it says in the Chumash, is to tell other people based on the questions that they ask. It should be derech sheila tshuva. Instead of just telling about yitzias mitzrayim, someone kishol chabin chamach aleim amoah havoid azos lachem. The CP says in time should be given as an answer to questions posed by the other person, and then Bishlei Musa, the question should be regarding the mitzvahs halayla. Mo habayit az aslachem. So someone else should ask about the mitzvahs halayla, and the person should answer by telling the whole story of CP Tzias Mitzrayim, and then giving the punchline. And that's why we eat matzah, and that's why we eat mar, and that's why we have Korban Pesach. A lot of times after we tell the whole CP Tzias, we don't tell the answer. You don't tell the answer. Why matbilim and why mesubin and why matzah and why mar? You have to give the answer. Acharei kechlos hakol, you have to give the answer. Then also the Mishnah tells us that we should, as a chelik of the sipitzias mitzrayim, we should be mascha b'gnus, mesayim mishvach, we should express our appreciation. We should express hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we recite halal on Pesach night. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should, in thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should draw the contrast. Mascha b'genus and b'sai mishrach. We should start off by saying how bad things were and how the Rebbeinu Shalom redeemed us and everything straightened out. And then the Tanoim have, maybe it's a din d'oraisa, maybe it's a din d'rabbanan, they say the way to fulfill the mitzvah is a special form of Talmud Torah. We have Torah Shebichzav, where you have Mikra, you recite Pesukim, then you have Torah Shebaal Peh, you have Drushes. So here the Chachamim set up probably a Din D'Rabbanan. Where is the Pasuk in Chumash? Probably a Din D'Rabbanan. They established that we should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night in a special form of Talmud Torah, combining Kriyas Torah Shebichzav with Drushes of Torah Shebaal Peh. You should recite our Ami Avir Avi V'Dorish Kala Parsha Kula. We say the few psukim Arami Amiravi, each pasuk by pasuk separately, and then we give drushas of the Torah Shebaal Peh to elaborate on each phrase in the pasuk what it means. So these are basically six differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night as opposed to Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. And that's the Mefarshim have this. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying this. The Mefarshim, the Nesivos has in the Maaseh Nisim HaGadol, he points this out. In Europe, that was a popular Haggadah. Everybody had the Derech HaChaim Siddur, Mishneh Berurah, and every other page quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Derech HaChaim Siddur is the Piskei Halacha of the Nesivos, of the Chavos Das. and in his Siddur, so he has his commentary on Haggadah, that's called the Maaseh Nisim Haggadah. So he has this interpretation. That's why we mention Machlokes, whether Kol goes on Halelus, Kol goes on Limos HaMashiach. Why? Because we want to explain why the Tanoim stayed up all night long, Kalamar B'Vistapar Eza Meshubach. That's one of the six differences between Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim every night, which we did on Pesach night as well, by Marit, and Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, that you tell by Richas. So because the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, Bishlei Musa, Derech She'elot Tshuva regarding the mitzvah Salaylo, so that's why the Gemara says, "Bavizela amartel b'shol sheish matzah mor menachem lofanecha." You have to have some zeh, refers to some tangible item that you have on the table, and you're explaining the mitzvah halayla. So the Gemara says, "Bizman is that we don't have any korban pesach, so you can't talk about korban pesach." The Gemara says, "Mor bizman is as only the rabbanon. Mor is only the raisu bizman shebeis hamigdash shayikaim, and people are bringing korban pesach. Mor bizman is as only the rabbanon. What about matzah bizman is there?" So the Gemara has a machlokes ha'maroim. Some hold the matzah and manazel, so also only the rabbanon. Matzah and mor are both what we call hechsher the pisach. That's to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of korban pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach on matzah semraim yachluhu. But there doesn't exist a mitzvah of matzah bifnei atzma. If you don't have Korban Pesach, then the morah is only the Rabbanah and the matzah is only the Rabbanah. That was one opinion in the Gemara. That's not the accepted opinion. We paskin, even though morah bizman is only the Rabbanah, and the Rambam writes that morah doesn't deserve to be counted as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. There's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. What do you mean morah bizman is the Raisa? Morah bizman is the Rabbanah, morah is only the Raisa bizman amigdush. What if a person is Tomei or Derech Rechoika, Bizman HaMikdosh, and he's not going to eat Korban Pesach? Does he have a mitzvah to eat Morah or not? So the Rambam thinks no. The Rambam thinks that Morah is only eaten with Torah Sachsher with the Pischa. If you're eating a Korban Pesach, so then in the Torah, you enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach by eating it in conjunction with Matzah and Morah. But if you're not eating Korban Pesach, the Morah is not going to be the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh. And Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos thinks that it means bizman sheyesh korban pesach, then morah is daraisa. Even if you personally are tomei b'derech rechoika, you're not going to eat any korban pesach, you still have a chiyuv to have morah. Fine. So the Rambam l'shitasa, the Rambam thinks that morah only exists as hechsher de pischa. So he explains in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishnah Torah that he's not going to count morah as a mitzvah neatzma. It doesn't exist. It never exists as a mitzvah of neatzma. It's only hechsher de pischa. It's like the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Bishlei Musa. Bishlei Musa is with Matzah Morah. If you eat Korban Pesach without Matzah Morah, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Shalom Bishlei Musa. And then Matzah is a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Wara Moraim who are of the opinion, the Matzah Bizmanazah is the Rabbanon, same as Morah Bizmanazah is the Rabbanon. We don't accept that. We pass on that Matzah Bizmanazah is the Raisa. The Matzah has a double role. Number one, it's Taka Hechshera de Pischa. It's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa. If you lead Korban Pesach with that matzah morah, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Shalom Bishlei Musa. But if you lead it with matzah and morah, then it enhances the Korban Pesach. The Gemara has that expression on Dafayim, that matzah and morah hechsher de pischa. And then in addition to serving as hechsher de pischa, matzah exists also as a mitzvah for the atzma. So that's what the Rambam says. He's going to count matzah as a separate mitzvah, Korban Pesach is a separate mitzvah, and morah doesn't count. Morah is only hechsher de pischa. It's only the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa. So on Pesach night, where they're supposed to tell the story of Sipi Tzitzam Derech Sheila Tshuva L'Acherim L'Chatila, the mitzvah Bishlei Musa Derech Sheila Tshuva L'Acherim Derech Sheila Tshuva regarding mitzvah Salayla. So what questions are they supposed to ask? So Bzman Shabbisim Dushay Yikam Diyas Yakam Eat Korban Pesach. Zman said there is no Korban Pesach, so we leave out that question. Then we ask a question about Morah. So Bizman said Morah is only the Rabbanim. So that cannot make... The question is whether Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim Bizman says there I said the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says it depends. There is no Korban Pesach today at all. The Morah is only the Rabbanim. So there is no Bavar Zeh because of Morah. Morah doesn't exist today in Minatar. The question is, what about Matzah? Does Matzah exist in Minatar? So if you would hold like that opinion, which we don't accept, that matzah bizman is the Rabbanon, the whole CPC is Mitzrayim is only the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara Kuf that Zayin on the base. Then the whole mitzvah of CPC is only the Rabbanon. Because there's no Babur Zeh. The mazel is that we pass in matzah bizman is the Raisa. So there is Babur Zeh. Babur Zeh l'mata b'sho she is something l'fanecha. So you have matzah the Raisa. So CPC is Mitzrayim is the Raisa. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara would appear. Balabas was telling me just the other day on Sunday that his grandfather lived, he left Europe. His grandfather left Europe before the First World War, went to Palestine. And then he says the Turks chased out all the Jews before the First World War. They didn't want any Jews there. So his grandfather had to run away to Egypt. In Egypt, there was no Arba Kaiser, there was no wine, there were no matzahs. So he asked his grandfather, what do you do for a Seder? So he says, they went to the desert. I don't understand why they went to the desert. They went to the desert. There was no matzah, there was no marah, there was no flesh, there was no wine. And he recited the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. So the pashtus is that if you have no matzah, no marah, no Korban Pesach, there's no CPC in time at all, even with the Rabbanon. At least if you have marah, the Rabbanon, if you have matzah with the Rabbanon, so you have CPC in time with the Rabbanon. We pask a matzah, as man says, there I say, if you have matzah, so then CPC is Mitzrayim is the rice. But if you have no matzah, no morah, there's no CPC is Mitzrayim. There's no mitzvah salayla.
Wouldn't that be totally on how you read Bavur Zeh? There's Machlokes Rashi and Ibn Ezra on one side and Rashbam and the Ramban on the other side. And Rashi and Ibn Ezra say that the reason Hashem took us out was in order for us to do these mitzvos. So if you read it like that, then you could say, well, this, he didn't take us out to do derabanan mitzvos, he took us out to do deraisa mitzvos, so that there'd be no bavur zeh. But if you read it like the Ramban and Rashbam, who say that the reason we're doing these things is because Hashem took us out, so even derabanan, the reason we're doing these derabanan things is to remember that when Hashem took us out. So of course it'd still be a bavur zeh.
The Gemara says not, so what can I do? The Gemara says, Kufta Zainam and Beis. If Matzah Ben Zman says the Rabbanan, says, see if it's safe in Sarim, it's only with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says that. Because Baba Zeh refers to a mitzvah that I said. Say whatever you want, but that's the Gemara, Kufta Zainam and Beis.
Could this possibly explain why, according to Medayik and the Rambam, that he holds that the Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah to eat, mitzvah kiyumis to eat more matzah? And they explain that there's a. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to kezayis, and if you continue that a lot of Achronim, I think Rav also is Medayik and Rambam, but there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat more than a kezayis of matzah.
I don't think anybody says a mitzvah kiyumis to eat more matzah. They just say in the Rambam, says there's a. We would have written the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to eat kezayis matzah b'leil HaPesach. Rambam doesn't write like that. He says, mitzvah to eat matzah b'leil HaPesach, mishachal kezayis yotza. Why is he writing mishachal kezayis? He should have written it. Mitzvah to eat kezayis. So the Medayik, the Netziv, has Nakdama to his Haggadah. The others say, no. You see from the Rambam that Kezayis is the minimum. If you eat more, it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. The person gets fatter, but the mitzvah is not fatter. It doesn't enhance the mitzvah. Whatever you continue to eat matzah is all a hemshech of the mitzvah. It's considered as if you're still doing a mitzvah. You don't say that only the first Kezayis is the mitzvah and the rest is reshus. Everything is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's a hemshech of the mitzvah. I don't think it enhances the mitzvah, though. There's no midas chasidus to eat more than a kezayis. We eat a whole bunch of kezayisim for various reasons. We'll get to that. But I don't think they meant to say that it enhances it. Just that if you eat more than a kezayis, ein achil b'chusim b'kezayis, that's the minimum. If you have more, is more.
The mitzvah humus, in other words?
I don't think a mitzvah kiyumis means if you volunteer it, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. I don't even think here anybody says that it's you don't enhance the mitzvah by eating more. There's a chiv to eat kezayis, and if you continue to eat, it's considered it's still part of the mitzvah. But I don't. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat matzah, and if you eat more, it's still considered eating matzah. I don't think it enhances it.
What's the nafkamina? Are there being a hemshech mitzvah with the
nafkamina? We'll have to get to it. There is a nafkamina. Mishnah Berurah, we'll have to get to it. So the Mishnah gives you the manashtana that they used to say, man amigdash, they asked the question, how can we eat Korban Pesach? Ki sholcha minicha machalema, you have to have tzipit, if the time should be derech shela tshuva regarding mitzvah salayla, so there used to be a question regarding Korban Pesach. The man is that there's no Korban Pesach, so we ask regarding matzah, regarding morah, okay. Then we ask another two questions regarding Haseba. What kind of a mitzvah salayla is Haseba? So the Rambam writes that there are two mitzvahs on Pesach night. One is the Raisa, one is the Rabbana. There's a mitzvah of the Raisa, B'chol Dorodor Chai Vodom Liris Asatz Mekilu Hu Yotzam Mimitzrayim. That's a very difficult mitzvah. Then on Pesach, every person should have the attitude as if he just left Mitzrayim right now. It's very difficult. I was born in America. I lived in America for 75 years. Well, what do you mean, Kilo Yotz Mitzrayim? It's a difficult. And Ila Hotel Kadosh Baruch Hu Zavus Hainu Mitzrayim, we should have the attitude, Harayonu V'neinu V'neinu V'neinu. We would still be Mishubadim Lefaro. How can it be Mishubadim Lefaro? There were so many revolutions all over the world. Whoever, all the slaves were freed already by now. Lincoln freed the slaves in America. And there's so many movements. I said, what do you mean? We would still be Avodim Lefaro. I said, that's a difficult mitzvah. That's a mitzvah menatara, to have the attitude if the HaKadosh Baruch wouldn't have intervened and he wouldn't have done Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would have all still been Mishabadim Alefarah bin Mitzrayim, and we have to have the sensation as if he just left Egypt now. That's a difficult mitzvah to fulfill. Then on the level of the Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah, B'chol Dor V'Dor, Chayivadim, Laharis Asatz, Mekilu Hayatz Mitzrayim. That's easy already. You do activities to demonstrate that you're a Ben Chorin. So how do you do that? So the Rambam says there are two parts to that mitzvah of the Rabbanan Laharis. One is you eat behaseba, because free people used to eat in a very relaxed position, in a reclining position, and they would eat slowly and they would enjoy their meal. And then the Rambam says the other half of the mitzvah of Laharis, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, is Arbekoisis. You drink toast, you drink a lechaim four times. So we asked the question regarding Misubim, Halayla Zekolana Misubim. That's one of the mitzvahs, Halayla Midrabbanim. In Ador, you have three mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Omar. Midrabbanim, you have a mitzvah of Laharos. So we ask a question about Laharos. Why do we do Misubim? We're going to give the answer, okay? Why don't we ask a question regarding Abakosis? Rav Soloveitchik liked this answer, that Abakosis is included in the question of Misubim. Because Abakosis and Misubim, the Rambam writes, are the two parts to the mitzvah, Midrabbanim. You demonstrate this if you were just set free by eating the Haseba and by drinking a toast, by drinking a lachaim. The question is, what is the matbilim? Which one of the mitzvahs alayla is matbilim?
They say also the Rashi and the Torah both say that that when we pour the second kos, they're going to ask the second kos anyway. They say the point of us pouring the second kos is because they're going to be like, why are we drinking again? So another answer maybe could be that, well, you're not going to repeat the same question twice. If they're going to ask it, then you do Manishtana.
Okay.
There's no reason to put it in
Manishtana. Good. Okay. Rav wanted to have that all of the mitzvahs alayla are included in these questions. So, Bizmancha basically make the Shai Kam, they asked on Tzli, on Korban Pesach. Bizmanazah, we ask on all the others. So, one we ask on Matzah, one we ask on Mor, one we ask Mesubin. So, Mesubin includes also the Arba Kaisis. And then you have the other question is about Matbilin. So what mitzvah halayla is matbilin? Matbilin is one of the mitzvahs halayla. So there is a machlokes hatanaim here between Rav Lozer ben Tzadik and the Chachamim regarding haroses. What role does dipping the mor into haroses have? So the Chachamim are of the opinion that haroses is only for health purposes, that there may be worms in your morer, and there are kosher worms and there are non-kosher worms. The Tosafot explains why the worms are kosher. And Daf Kuf Tezvav on the base, Tosafot Kippah, why the worms are kosher. But to swallow live worms is not healthy. You're going to have live worms crawling around in your stomach. So we want to kill the worms before we eat them. So we dip the mor into haroses, so we hold the mor above the haroses, and the smell from the haroses is so powerful that it kills the worms. That's a shot. You're allowed to kill worms on Shabbos. On Yontif, you're allowed to shecht animals if you're going to eat them. That's a chal nevesh on Shabbos. Yontif, chali is b'Shabbos. How are you allowed to kill the worms? So that's a problem. Okay. So one opinion, the Chachamim are of the opinion in the Mishnah that dipping the mor into the charoses, or at least holding the mor above the charoses, is for health purposes, for medical purposes. It's not a mitzvah, even with the Rabban. And the Rav Lezer ben Tzadik disagrees, and he's of the opinion, charoses is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah min haTorah. Charoses is a mitzvah midrabbanan. What kind of a mitzvah midrabbanan? It's symbolic of something. What is it supposed to represent? So the Gemara has, the Talmud has three suggestions. The Talmud Bavli has two. And Tosafot quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi has the third suggestion. So the Talmud Bavli has two suggestions. Either zecher letit or zecher letapuach. Zecher letit, reminiscent of all of the cement that our ancestors used in order to build all those pyramids and all those buildings, piece of Ramses, whatever they were working on, the avoid a kosher. So it's supposed to be zech letit, it should look like cement, thick cement. Then zech letapuach, what ingredients they put in? So you should put in tapuchim. Why? Because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha. Okay, we want to reminisce about that. What exactly? So in modern Hebrew, we refer to an apple as a tapuach. And Tosis in the end of Tainus points out that in biblical Hebrew, in Talmudic Hebrew, the word tapuach doesn't refer to an apple, it rather refers to an esrog or a citrus fruit. And here it's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says you should satisfy that if one is following Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, that charoses is a mitzvah midrabbanan, so you should try to satisfy the both opinions. So the one opinion was zecher letit, so it should be thick. You shouldn't put in too much liquid because that cement is not the watery. Cement should be thick, so it should first be thick. Then tzorach lekuhuya should have a spunky taste to it, like citrus fruits have an acidic flavor to them, has a spunk to it. So that's, you see from the Gemara, apples don't have any tzorach lekuhuya, apples don't have any sharp taste. So the Gemara says, to satisfy the both opinions, zecher letit, zecher letapuach, they should have the charoses should be thick, like cement is thick, and then you should have one of the ingredients should be tapuach, tzorach lekuhuya. Tosafot quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi has a third reason, that is zecher ledam. we should reminisce about all the Jewish blood that was spilled by the Egyptians when they were killing all the babies. So how do you do that? So you should use red wine. So when do you do use it? When do you use the red wine? So the Shulchan Aruch say, when Pesach falls out on a weekday, then you're permitted to do lisha. So you should, the charoset should be thick. Should be thick, and when you're about to dip the mar into the charoset, up to that stage in the Haggadah, then you should take a bottle of red wine, pour a lot of red wine in, and then do a little isha. Then you should have a puddle of red wine there. A little pot should have a puddle of red wine, and that'll be lezecha l'dam. When it's yontem shecholias b'shabbos, you're not permitted to do lisha. You're going to pour in wine into thick charoses that like cement. It's like cement. You're going to be a violation of lisha. So you have to pour in all the red wine before Shabbos, because you're not allowed to do it on Leil Shabbos. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you live in an era, if you live in a country, you live in an era where there's maybe Alila Saddam, they may be attacking the Jews, that they're spilling Christian blood in order to bake their matzahs, so they say, don't make a Zechal Adam, don't use red wine, use white wine, don't look for trouble. Yeah, Mechayev to be Mois and Nefesh for the third reason that it says in the Yerushalmi. But if you live in a country, in a free country, where there's no Alilus Adam, so you should pour in the red wine right before. So there's a machlekes, Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, and the Chachamim, whether charoses is a mitzvah, or charoses is only mishum kippah, it's only for health purposes, in order to kill the worm. The worm is a kosher worm, but it's unhealthy to swallow it while it's alive. So you want to kill the worm before you eat the mor. So there's a question, how do we paskin? So there's a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam first wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos, and years later he wrote the Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah, Kuf Yudalid Omer Aleph, with the bottom last two lines on the Omer, where the Mishnah quotes the Machlekes HaBelezer B'Apsarik Nachachomim, where the Charos is mitzvah not. So the Rambam says, obviously, we have not accepted the opinion of HaBelezer B'Apsarik, because in our Haggadah, that there is no such bracha she kedushana b'mitzvah sevet zivano al achilos charoses. So obviously we have accepted the opinion of the chachamim that charoses is not a mitzvah. If it would have been a mitzvah of the rabbanon, we would have said a bracha. So it's interesting. The Rambam thinks that according to Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, you got to say a bracha al achilos charoses. He thinks you have to eat a kezias of charoses. The Ramoa in the bottom of the tour in the Dark Moshe quotes from early Achrayim, late Rishonim, from the 1400s, that just like it's not proper to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Ocha Matzah L'Teyoven, so that you shouldn't eat any of the fruits that are going to be ingredients in the Charoses, you shouldn't eat any of those fruits on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Yerecha L'Charoses L'Teyoven. So the Ramoa says, I don't understand what they're talking about. Who eats Charoses? You dip the mor into the charoses, and then the gemara says you're supposed to shake off all of the charoses. Not supposed to pile charoses on top of the mor and eat it together. There's no mitzvah to eat charoses. So the Rama says he doesn't understand what they're talking about. Shouldn't eat any of those fruits on our Pesach, the shechel charoses in the oven. Nobody eats charoses. But apparently that's what they thought. Like the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, like according to Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, eat a kezayis charoses and say a bracha. It's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to eat a kezayis charoses. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos says we have not accepted the opinion of Rav Lezer ben Tzadik. We hold that it's only mishum kippah for health purposes, v'haraya, that no bracha is recited. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah clearly changed his mind. The Lecha Mishnah points it out that the Rambam has a double charota. First of all, he paskins charoses is a mitzvah. And secondly, he says one does not recite a bracha at all. Even though he holds that it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, normally you do recite a bracha when one is in fulfillment of a mitzvah Rabbanon. So that's the question, why not? So different explanations are given why a bracha is not recited. So it's interesting, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Charoses and mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? Mitzvah tida, kezayis charoses. The Mishnah, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah doesn't say that. The Rambam says charoses is a mitzvah, so you should dip the matzah into charoses, you should dip the mor into the charoses, and you should dip the karpas into the charoses. That's what the Rambam writes. If charoses is not a mitzvah, it's only for medical purposes to kill a worm, to kill a kippah. That's only the murder may have a worm. You don't have to dip the matzah, you don't have to dip the karpas into the charoses. But if one adopts the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has adopted the position of Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, that charoses mitzvah, it doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis charoses. It's a mitzvah to do all the matbilim, to dip except for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, he eats all by itself. We'll get to that later. The Rambam holds Korban Pesach is eaten by itself. You don't eat it together with anything else. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah holds that charoses is a mitzvah, despite the fact no bracha is recited. And the mitzvah is to dip the matzah, the mora, and the karpas into charoses. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that could be the mitzvah that we're referring to. Maybe we're referring to the mitzvah of charoses, that charoses is a mitzvah, like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. If one should hold the halacha is not like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos writes, charoses is not a mitzvah. So which one of the mitzvahs halayla are you referring to over here when you say the manishtana? So perhaps what he means to say is that karpas is a mitzvah. Karpas is a mitzvah. Why should karpas not a mitzvah in a Torah? Why is it even a mitzvah in the Rabbanim? What is karpas? The Gemara says karpas kedeshi yishalu hatenoikas. That normally the halacha requires you have to recite kiddush b'makom suda. That immediately following kiddush, you have to go wash. You have to eat the suda right away. A lot of people don't know that, so they say kiddush and then they spend a half an hour talking the latest lashon hara from the whole week long. I haven't seen my wife a whole week. I didn't talk any lashon hara since last Shabbos. So people talk, who was in shul, who wasn't in shul, who daven for anoma, did he daven well, didn't daven well. You say all the later shmuz. Or people make kiddush Shabbos morning and then have cookies and cake and then they go to wash half an hour later. Maze, you're supposed to wash right away. You're supposed to wash immediately right away. I remember when I was a little boy, when I was in first year high school, I was in Rabbi Tendler's shiur. Rabbi Tendler at that time taught first year high school. So he sent a group of boys to learn at Lakewood. I was only 13 years old. I was the youngest one in the group. Rabbi Kotler was alive at that time. So I remember Lakewood was a very tiny yeshiva. I'm not sure why he sent us. I think it was in order to give chizuk to Lakewood yeshiva, because there were maybe 50 students there. There was hardly anybody there. It was a very tiny yeshiva at that time. So I remember there was only one sink to wash until the Siddur. So one person made kiddush. Then you had to wait 15 minutes till everybody washes. It's only one sink and one cup to wash until it's enough. So some of the guys were not in a rush. What are you going to stand in that line for 14 and a half minutes? Some of the guys sat down and they were Mava Sedra. They heard Kiddush, then Mava Sedra, they learned Shulchan Aruch, learned Gemara. Ah, you have to have Kiddush, Makom Suda. You're going to have to wait anyway. There's only one sink, so you can't. Why should I fight? I should go wash first. You don't have to fight. So you have no choice over it. There's only one sink and 50 people have to wash. So you may as well sit and relax and learn something. But if the sink is available, you can wash. So you wash right away, right after you drink the kiddush. You wash right away. You should have kiddush b'makom suda. On Pesach night, we don't do that. We have to have kiddush b'makom suda. But the chachamim, kiddush b'makom suda is only with the rabbanim. Even though kiddush is the raisa, but kiddush b'makom suda certainly, Tosfos said, that's certainly only with the rabbanim. So usually they required you should wash immediately following the Kiddush. On Pesach night, they say you have to have a whole procedure till you get to the meal. You have it later. But you still need Kiddush and Makom Suda. Some people don't realize that. I live near Columbia Hospital over here. So every Pesach, every day, the people in the hospital. So on Pesach night, sometimes people have the first half of the Seder at someone's home. Then they walk to the hospital to have the second half of the Seder with their relatives over there in the hospital. There's no Kiddush Makom Suda. They make Kiddush by me. They eat up until Gaal Yisur. They have the Seder up until Gaal Yisur. Then they go wash in the hospital. So there's mamish. That's not Kiddush Makom Suda. Some of the young married couples, their parents and their in-laws live in the same neighborhood. So they want to be fair. So they have the first half of the Haggadah by one set of parents. And then after Gaal Yisur, they go to the other parents. That's a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. If you want to be fair, say you have one night to eat by these parents, one night to eat by those parents, but you don't split in the middle.
So there's a deal in the Achronim. I think the Shulchan Aruch says that you need to make Kiddush after Tzitzak Ochavim. So some say that that's only because of the Dalat Kosis, not because of Kiddush Makom Suda, because you don't have Kiddush Makom Suda anyway. So according to those...
No, you need Kiddush Makom Suda on Pesach night also. But some say, it is Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm going to eat the meal later. The Kiddush is a Kiddush, like every Shabbos they aren't a Kiddush. And others say, no, the reciting of the Kiddush itself, let's say the Chazan knows it takes him 4.5 minutes to sing Kiddush. So why does it have to say Kiddush after Tzeisa Kohem? Is it because the drinking of the first cup is the first of the Arba Kosis? So he knows when Tzeisa Kohem is, So it takes him 4.5 minutes to say the Kiddush. So he knows he's going to drink the kais after Tzeis Kachav. So according to some, that would be sufficient. And others say no, that the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Nesivus writes in the Hagdamah to his Haggadah that the Sipa, he quotes a question from the Rishonim, how come we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim at Pesach night? So the different answers given by the Rishonim. So the Nesivus gives his own answer. He gives the following answer. Rav Soloveitchik liked this answer because the Netziv has a long arichas on this in his commentary on the Shiltas. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin the last 39 years, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So they're all descendants. Soloveitchik's are all descendants of the Netziv. So the Nesivus writes, when one fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush, and one fulfills the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, you don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sassuana L'Kadesh HaShabbos. Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sassuana L'Vorach HaMazon. Why not? Because you're fulfilling the mitzvah itself in the form of a bracha. So they never introduce the Birchas HaMitzvah in a situation where the mitzvah is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Same thing, they say shahakal over a cup of water. So what? So it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to recite shahakal. So watch this verse, say a bracha. And then say shakal nivadar. The answer is the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. Birchas hanenin is going to be fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So they never introduce the birchas hamitzvah in advance of the mitzvah that itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So then the Sibis goes further in the Maaseh Nisim Hagadah and Hakdama. So he says Pesach Nai Sipitzias Messiah is fulfilled within the framework of four brachas. There are four brachas alakos, the Kiddush alakos, Galonim alakos, Birchas Hamazon alakos, and Birchas Hashir alakos. And then you stick in Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim and Halal, you insert different things. But the framework is a framework of basically four brachas. So since the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled in the framework of brachas, so they never, just like if the mitzvah would have been fulfilled in the form of a bracha, like Kiddush or Birchas Hamazon, they never introduced the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So if the mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of brachas, also they never introduce a birchas hamitzvah in advance. So that's what the Netziv has a whole arichas in his commentary on the Shiltas. He quotes a Balamor in Rosh Hashanah. Balamor in Rosh Hashanah has a unique pshat. The Gemara says in the days of the Amorim they blew tkiyas the miyushav and tkiyas the miyuma. So what does it mean? So we usually learn pshat tkiyas the miyushav. The tkiyas after mafter before Musa. The tkiyas the mu'umid is the middle of the Amidah when the chazan is repeating the Shmon Esrei. So that's called tkiyas the mu'umid. So the Balamor says not true. He says the tkiyas before Musa was introduced in the days of the Gaon. Days of the Gemara didn't exist. The Gaon are the ones who added on so many piyutim that it took forever till you finished davening Musa. Now cholim is kedim noshim abaris and manikas. They couldn't stay so long. So they're not going to last so long to hear the Tkiyah Shofar. So in the days of the Goyim, when they made the davening so long with all the piyutim that they added, that's when they introduced Tkiyahs before Musaf, because some of the people simply won't be able to stay till the end. But in the days of the Gemara, they never had Tkiyahs before Musaf. So what's Tkiyahs the Miyushav? Tkiyahs the Miyushav is the Tkiyahs in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, when there's decorum in the synagogue and everybody's sitting in their seat. Miyushav. Tkiyahs the Miyuman is the Tkiyahs after Chazaras HaShatz, when everybody's folding up the talis and they're on their way walking out of shul. That's me'umad. Everybody's walking out of shul and there's a whole balagan. So that's called tkiyas the mi'umad. But so he says in the days of the Gemara that they only began to blow shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, they never recited the bracha shekasham l'shmoy kol shofar because the tkiyas were fulfilled al seder ha-brachas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. And whenever one fulfills a mitzvah either in the form of a bracha or within the framework of brachas, so there's no need to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah in addition to that. In the later generations, when in shul they started blowing shofar before Musaf, because the people are not going to stay so long, so that's when they introduced in shul the bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar, because you're no longer fulfilling the mitzvah within the framework of brachas. That's what the Netziv points out, such a Balamor. Balamor is Beferish. And Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's what he says. And then Netziv quotes Rabbeinu Yoina on the first Mishnah in Brochus. Rabbeinu Yoina quotes from the Rav Haigoin that if you daven Ma'ariv early before Tzeis HaKachom, then you have to repeat Kriyashma later. when you repeat Kriya Shema, you have to recite a bracha Shekhar Hashanah b'mitzvah Yisrael b'tzivonu Likra Sashma. But if you daf Ma'ariv after Tzeisa Kochavim, then you don't have to say Birchas HaMitzvah. So why does it change? If you daf Ma'ariv Bizman, then there's no need for Birchas HaMitzvah or Kriya Shema. And if you daf Ma'ariv early and you have to say Kriya Shema later, then you have to say Birchas HaMitzvah Shekhar Hashanah b'mitzvah b'tzivonu Likra Sashma. So then it Tziv explains that's why. When you recite, so the Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't understand the Rav Haigoin. So the Nitziv explains it very simply, like the Baal HaMor. When you're davri Meir Bizman, so you're fulfilling mitzvah Kriya Shema, I'll say the Habrachas within the Birchas Kriya Shema. So whenever a mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of other brachas, then there's no need for Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. But if you dab Meir too early, and you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, you have to say Kriya Shema later, you're not going to repeat the Birchas Kriya Shema, you're just going to repeat the Parshios. So then you're saying Kriya Shema not within the framework of Brachas. So then you need a Birchas
HaMitzvah.
No, that's not the accepted opinion, no.
Because otherwise in the morning the people who are dying on Shabbos before, they don't make this man.
Right.
And they would have to do the same thing.
They would have to say Bracha before. We don't follow that. We assume that Chachamim would have a Misakan and Bracha, Kriya Shema. Because you're supposed to fulfill it, they'll say there are brachas, even if you didn't. So there were just never misakin a bracha. So getting back again. So normally the din requires kiddush m'makom suda. On Pesach night, we make kiddush, and then we have right away kaddush uchatz karpas. You dip the karpas into salt water. So kara ben shali, yes. Baruch Tana Lila said, what's going on? We're supposed to have hamoitzi right away. So the Gemara says like that, the purpose of karpas is kadishi yishalu hatenoikas. Just to arouse the inquisitiveness of the children, they should see that there's something very different. We're doing a different kind of kiddush m'makom suda tonight. We're not having the hamotzi immediately following the kiddush. We're going to have it way later. We're going to have it half an hour later. So that's a question. If one should assume matbilim is a reference to the mitzvah of karpas, what do you mean? Karpas is not a mitzvah. Karpas is only kadeshi yishalu hatenoikos. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that you look in the Rambam writes, when you eat karpas, you have to eat a kazayas. That's what it says in the Rambam. On the bottom of the page, you have the Hagos Maimoni. When you learn Rambam, you say Hagos Maimoni is not really a commentary on the Rambam at all. The Magid Mishnah and the Kesed Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah and a lot of the Mishlam Melech is a commentary on the Rambam. The Hagos Maimoni, like, is not Gerus the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't exist. He just tells you what Taisa says. What Rashi and Taisa have to say about this. The Rambam doesn't exist as far as he's concerned. But this one is a commentary. Here the Gos Maimoni has a long comment on the Rambam. What do you mean the Rambam says he needed kazayis of karpas? What's that? Is the karpas only kadeshishalat tinoikas? So it's a pella. Why does the Rambam say he needed kazayis? And then later, a few lines later, 10 lines later in the Rambam, when he says you wash and you say hamoitzi alachilas matz, and then you eat maror, so the Rambam forgot to mention that you need a kazayis. The Mishnah says on Lamites, when you eat maror, you have to eat a kazayis. Akam Daram doesn't quote there. He only writes that you need a kazayis when you eat karpas. He forgot to write that when you eat maror, you need a kazayis. So that goes Maimoni says maybe this line is a misprint. Maybe the line belongs later. Maybe karpas doesn't need a kazayis. Maybe you really need a kazayis by the maror. Maybe that's it. And this is because the Maharam Rutenberg was at the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos, so then Mishkanes Yankiv has the long tshuva that he corresponded with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, that had a dispute back and forth regarding many of the Eruvin in Europe, whether they're acceptable or not. So then Mishkanes Yankiv has a footnote. The Mishkanes Yankiv usually print in Rashi script, and the footnotes are printed in bold letters, in block letters. So you can't miss it. So he has a footnote in the middle of the tshuva, where he writes that Maharam Rutenberg belonged to the group of the Hasidic Ashkenaz who introduced the later period of the Balei HaTosfos, introduced new theme into Psak Halacha, that you try to do things in such a way that you satisfy as many opinions as possible. Until then, the Democrats always voted Democrat and the Republicans always voted Republican. The Chachmi Svart followed their shita, the Chachmi Ashkenaz followed their shita. What do I care what he has to say? Rutenberg introduced the style of Psak Halacha. You should try to satisfy all the different opinions to the best of your ability. So there are more than 10 places in the Shulchan Aruch where they quote suggestions from the Maharam Rutenberg how to do that. So take, for example, on the second day Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokes where they say Shachyanu or not, because it's Yom Arichta, so it's a machlokes where they say Shachyanu. So we paskin to do say Shachyanu. But there's a machlokes, and the Maamar Ritma came up with this Seinfeld, you should have a Beged Chodesh or a Pri Chodesh, so for sure the Shachyanu won't be a bracha l'matol. And you have another 10 cases like that. You have more than 10 cases. Hilchas Chala, Hafrash Chala. There's a machlokes, we'll talk about this behemshich, we'll get to this later. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnayis. If you mix enough flour with water, then you have to be mafresh chala. Is that only if you mix the flour with water? What if you mix the flour with orange juice or with apple juice, with made peris? Is that mitzaref yachad? And you say no. Shar mashkeim made peris are not mitzaref yachad. So it's a machlokes hatanoim and hilchas tume. Let's say I have a long Italian bread, and I'm an adam tame. I touch one end of the bread. So there's a klal maga mimitzase kemaga bekula. Let's say I went to a funeral. The meis avi avoy satume. I'm an av hatume. I touch the Italian bread, becomes a rishon l'tume. So the first piece becomes a rishon l'tume. Then you say the first piece is touching the next inch, or the next, it goes down a madrega. You say no. It's one long Italian bread. So if you touch one end, it's considered as if you touch the whole thing. The whole Italian bread becomes a rishon l'tume. So the machlek is satanoim on the level of the rice. Is that only what's mechaber? What's mechaber that it's considered one unit? It's not a natural unit. It's synthetic. It's man-made. An apple, I understand. Piece of flesh, a piece of chicken. That's the way the animal grew. But a loaf of bread, that's synthetically one unit. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. Is it only mechuba yachid if you use one of the zayin mashkim, or even if you use mei peris? So the Gemara says the same, the Yerushalmi says the same machlokes hatanoim applies to chiyuv chala. You only mechuyev to be mafresh chala if you have mem gimel beitzim mechoymish beitzim. You have to have a certain minimum amount of flour. And you have to be having one big isa together. What makes it one isa? You did alisha all together. So if you did alisha with mei peris, so that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether shar mashkim or mechaber or not. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. If you did lisha, if you made a cake, a lot of times women make a cake and they don't use any water at all. They only use mei peris. So zat chai mechal or not. So that was a machlokes in the early generations of the Rishonim. And then it was forgotten what the psak was. Then it was a machlokes repeated in the later generations. There's a ruah, records the whole story. They had forgotten what the hachra was, and then they had the machlokes again. So the Maamar Ritmerg was the Talmud of the Or Zeruah. So the Maamar Ritmerg knew that there was machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes early Rishonim, machlokes later Rishonim. So in Yeriday, they quote this recommendation from the Maamar Ritmerg. Whenever you're making a cake and you want to use mei peris, make sure you use so much water that you could have done the lisha without any mei peris. So for sure it's chayv mechal. Otherwise you have to be mafish chal without a brocha. So that's not right to do a mitzvah without a brocha. So that's his suggestion. So on Pesach night also, Tosis quotes a machloikis between Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim and the other Balei HaTosis. What is Karpas all about? So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Rabbi Yosef, his name was Bonfi. So they translated to Hebrew, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim writes in the piyut for Shabbos HaGodol. A lot of shuls are going to say this Shabbos. The kids, Tosis quotes. So he writes that the role of Karpas is because Moror doesn't fit in with the meal. Who eats bitter herbs in the middle of a meal? It doesn't taste good. It's not Dvar Mabay Machmas Asuda. So you really should say Bar Pri Hadama before you eat the Moror, even though you said Hamoitzi already. But he says you can't say Bar Pri Hadama and Abrocha Al Achilas Moror, because that's a violation of Einoise Mitzvahs Chabilos Chabilos. Can't say two brochas on the same thing. I would do it all the time by Matzah. You say Hamoitzi and Al Achilas Matzah. The answer is no, you have two matzahs. Hamoitzi goes on one matzah, Achilas matzah goes on the other matzah. Two different matzahs. That's not muskam, but that's what Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim thinks. You have to have two different kezesim. Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand why you have to have two kezesim. One kezais is enough. But Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds you have to have two. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says you really have to say Bar Pri Adama before the Moror, because it doesn't fit in. It's not Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Asuda. Let's say if a guy's in the middle of a meal, he washed Hamoitzi, he wants to have a chocolate bar. Chocolate bar doesn't fit in with the meal. He wants to have a drink of schnapps. He wants to have ice cream in the middle. Ice cream doesn't fit in. That's not a course in the meal. Whenever you eat something in the middle of the meal, it just doesn't fit in. You got to say Birchas Hanenah. So the Mora just doesn't fit in. They really should require Bar Pi Adama. So we can, but we can't say Bar Pi Adama and Achilas Mora. Einos the mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. On one is a Mora. So you say Bar Pi Adama on the Karpas in advance, and you have in mind this Bar Pi Adama should cover the Mora. Tosfos disagrees with Rabbi Yosi Tavelam. He says everything he said is wrong. He says that you really should say Bar Pi Adama on the Mora. Why? It's normal that you have a vegetable salad in the middle of the meal. What's so bitter about the Mora? You eat romaine lettuce, not so bitter. Not so bitter, it doesn't taste so bad. And even if you're going to have a Mora that tastes awful, that's not normal to eat in the course of a meal. But the halacha says that tonight it's on the menu, whether you like it or not. The Rebbeinu Shlom drew up the menu. You have to eat lachatchila first matzah and then Mora. A matzah semrom yachlu, the Rashbam says, interpreting in the Gemara, that's a seder lachatchila deraisa, first to eat the matzah and then to eat the Mora. So al pidin, it's dvarim haboy machmas hasuda, whether you like it or not. The halacha requires you have to eat it like that. So the Mora doesn't require a birchas hanenah. And then furthermore, it doesn't make sense to say that the bar pi adama that you say before the karpa should cover the Mora. The Gemara said that is a hesach hadas. The Gemara said, why do you have to wash again before you say hamoitzi and the matzah? You already just washed before you did before you dip the karpas into the salt water. The Gemara says there's a hesach hadas. A hesach hadas. How can the bar pi adama before the karpas cover the Mora later on? The hesach hadas. So Tosfos comes to defend Rabbi Yosi Tavelam. He says apparently he thinks says Chadas from Shmiras Hayadayim, Dil Mandogim and Mekamis and Tanof and Shagufo, but it's not a Hesach Chadas from eating the food. So the kids, so it's a Machlokes Tosfos and Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. Is it a Hesach Chadas or not? So according to Tosfos, that it's really a Hesach Chadas. After you finish eating the karpas, you should say Bar Pi Hadama, because it's not going to be covered with the Birchas Hamazon at the end of the meal, because there was a Hesach Chadas between eating the karpas and the beginning of the meal. If a guy has, a guy has something an hour before he washes, he has to say bar nefoshes. He can't rely on the fact that he's still going to eat a meal in another hour. He's going to bench at the end. He's going to be hesach hadas in between. So according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam, when you say bar pi adama, you have a mind to cover the maror. According to Tosfos, it's not going to work. You should really say bar nefoshes if you eat the karpas. So what do you do? So that's what the Maam Rutmer came up with this compromise. So it should be machma for the both opinions. This is his style of psak. This the Hasid Ashkenaz introduced this theme into psak halacha to try to do things in such a way that you satisfy all of the opinions. That's what the Mishnah Berurah took this and he multiplied it by 100. In Shulchan Aruch they quote a little over 10 times, 13 times they quote the Maam Rutmer. They like the Mishnah Berurah has it every other page. He always has like this. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Maam Rutmer said, you should eat karpas, have in mind, the Bar Pi Adama should cover the Mora, but make sure you eat less than a kazayas, because if you're going to have a kazayas, then according to Tosfos, you have to say Bar Nefoshet. According to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam, you don't say Bar Nefoshet, you're going to get involved in a machlokes. So he says, eat less than a kazayas. And he thinks that when the Rambam writes that line, you have to eat a kazayas of karpas, he thinks that that's a misprint. He doesn't think that that's correct at all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. The reason why the Chachamim introduced karpas, true, is Kadei Sheisha Lo Hatinoi, but once they introduced it, so the Rambam thinks that it's a mitzvah achilas, you have to eat a kazayis, the way it says in the Rambam, you have to eat a kazayis. So maybe that's the question. Alayla zeh, shtei pa'amim, we do matbilin, maybe the mitzvah alayla that we're talking about, all of the shaylas have to be revolving around the mitzvah alayla. So you say tzli, that's Korban Pesach. Then you say Matzah, then you say Mor, and then you say Musubim. Musubim b'chol davar lach arbarim laharis atzatzma, d'ilav mitzvah mid'rabbanan. And then the other question that we say about Matbilim is either a question regarding Charoses. If you're all like Rabbi Lezer Rab Tzadi, Charoses mitzvah, so we're asking, that's another mitzvah salayla. Or it's a question about the Karpas, that the Karpas is a mitzvah sachila mid'rabbanan. So that's the... that's the pshat in the Mishnah and the Manishtana. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. I wanted to ask a question. Is anybody going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach? I have a bunch of checks with Doctor. If anyone would be volunteer, I don't have any Israeli stamps. So someone will have to, I'll pay you for the stamps they have. Then I have another question. Someone asked me. A rabbi tells me he's going to a hotel with a group of people for Pesach. And they have motion detectors in the rooms. So when you walk in, the lights go on. When you walk out, the lights go off. So the Pashto says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So years ago, you knew where the motion detector was, and you can cover it up and fool the machine into believing that there's somebody there the whole time. But now they have different motion detectors. They outsmarted the Jews from 10 years ago. Now they have different kind of motion detector. They can't cover it up. So what's the solution to the problem? So the rabbi asked me to ask my students that, why are you all brilliant students, all engineers and mathematicians and so on? So someone come up with a solution for
most
this.
Most hotels have Shabbos one now. Most hotels have they know that they have Jews.
So they'll turn off the whole system, yeah.
Mostly.
That's what the rabbi is trying to convince him. So far he hasn't convinced him to turn it off. Okay. That's the only solution. Maybe some other solution. What? I don't know. It's in the West Coast somewhere. It's not in here. Okay. So try to come up with a solution. Someone's gone there and said, okay, take it away. Yesterday my glasses broke, reading glasses. I went to the store, they should fix it. The pin fell out. So they said, the man who knows how to fix it is coming tomorrow. So I went today. So they fixed it in a half a minute. I guess the guy, how much is it? So he says,
yes.
$500? I should send the check to Eretz Yisrael. So I said, sold. I mean, you just got. So I said, okay. $500, that's close to $500. I think that's $400. The other $500 I'll send. Okay.
Shouldn't you have for the customer? For the Tosos, the two chains are going to be carrying out there by for the...